What is the mission of the Mind Matters program, and how does it affect you? That's the topic today on Mind Matters.
Welcome to Mind Matters, where artificial and natural intelligence meet head-on. Here's your host, Robert J. Marks.
Greetings. Mind Matters is a program where artificial and natural intelligence meet head-on. That's a great slogan, but what does it mean? Although we'll normally be talking to guests about various aspects of AI and natural intelligence, I thought I'd take advantage of my role as host to talk to you about some exciting things we are doing. Mind Matters will track the latest developments in applied AI. How will AI continue to augment human performance and abilities? What are the latest innovations in AI? And how does AI affect you? How is AI applied in pricing your admission costs to see the Dallas Cowboys and even opera tickets? How does creativity, only available from humans, affect entrepreneurism and the free market? Will the same blockchains used in Bitcoin decimate the need for bankers and title companies? Will Google's AlphaGo, written to beat the best Go players in the world, ever become self-aware and take over the world? There's a lot of AI news on the web today. Some of it is garbage and inexcusable hyperbole. So how do we detect fake news about AI? We'll discuss filters to do just that. Keeping up on these and similar matters is a goal of Mind Matters. I'm really interested in the experimental and theoretical identification of the differences between AI and human intelligence. Cars go faster than I can run. There is no doubt the computers add numbers faster than me. But are there things a human can do that a computer will never be able to do? Absolutely. There are the obvious differences. Computers will never be spiritual. Nor, unless programmed to appear otherwise, computers will never by themselves display compassion, love, or distress. Emo Phillips quips that his laptop always beats him at chess, but he has yet to lose in a spirited game of kickboxing. Speaking of chess, over 20 years ago, world champion Garry Kasparov was beaten in chess by an IBM computer program named Deep Blue. AI has improved a lot since then. But a column in Time magazine by David Galentner still captures a fundamental difference between AI and humans. Galentner writes, quote, "The idea that Deep Blue has a mind is absurd. How can an object that wants nothing, fears nothing, enjoys nothing, needs nothing, and cares about nothing have a mind? It can win at chess, but not because it wants to. It isn't happy when it wins or sad when it loses. Is it hoping to take Deep Pink out for a night on the town? It doesn't care about chess or anything else. It plays the game for the same reason a calculator adds or a toaster toasts, because it is a machine designed for that purpose." There is a lot of work published on artificial intelligence and consciousness. I think I understand the term consciousness is used in the literature, but at the end of the day, I can only vouch for my own consciousness. At least I'm pretty sure I'm conscious. I think people I'm with are conscious, but really can't say for sure. A lot depends on how you define consciousness. We'll try to make sure on Mind Matters the terms are defined before they are discussed. Consciousness, for example, is defined in the dictionary as being aware of your surroundings. A robot with environmental sensors is conscious by this definition. In our discussions, the topic of AI consciousness is way beyond that. The most testable difference between human and artificial intelligence I know of is creativity. The brilliant physicist and mathematician Roger Penrose has written books on the topic. The current CEO of Microsoft, Satya Nadella, states creativity will remain exclusively in the domain of the programmers. If AI seems creative, it's only because any creative flash of genius it produces has been pre-programmed into the software. This includes AI that continuously learns from the environment. We explore this and other ways humans are better than computers on Mind Matters. Mind Matters will also explore human flourishing in light of technology and AI. In developed countries like the United States, AI has replaced the travel agent, Amazon is closing brick-and-mortar stores by the hundreds, and taxi drivers may soon become extinct. They are victims of Uber, Lyft, and the free market survival of the fittest principle. Then there are serious vocational AI concerns of the future. What about self-driving vehicles replacing truck drivers and robots that might make the factory worker extinct? What should we expect? Is there a way to train the workforce of the future to meet these changes? We talk to experts about such human flourishing issues on Mind Matters. And there is a related question about the effect of AI and technology in developing countries. Cell phones seem to be helping certain developing countries. Mali is the poster country for how cell phones can impact the economy of a developing country. Should we therefore shower developing countries with the latest technology? Maybe. But what developing countries need more is appropriate technology. Developing countries don't need a faster computer. They need technology appropriate for their needs. We'll be talking to practitioners of appropriate technology who are making a difference in developing countries. Related to appropriate technology is sustainable technology, where instead of being given a fish, developing country nationals are taught how to fish. They are helped to establish and run flourishing companies, ideally built on locally available natural resources. Mind Matters is a production of the Walter Bradley Center for Artificial and Natural Intelligence. Among his numerous impressive accomplishments, Walter Bradley, the center's namesake, helped nationals in third world countries found and operate a thriving enterprise using coconuts. Coconuts are an abundant local resource there. The company Walter Bradley founded is flourishing and run by local nationals. Dignity Coconuts proudly brags that they offer the finest coconut oil available in the world, and yes, it's available on Amazon.com. Christian apologist Ravi Zacharias says even more is needed. He is concerned about sterile technological development in isolation. Without social, ethical, and spiritual considerations, Zacharias says of both developing and undeveloping nations that, quote, all we have done is being more sophisticated in the way we are destroying culture. I agree. Today's journalism and opinion pieces are biased towards this or that ideology. Like Zacharias, I am a Christian, and since I will be hosting most of the episodes, Mind Matters will approach topics from a distinct Judeo-Christian perspective. God of the Gaps and Science of the Gaps positioning is fun to talk about, but rarely brings true insight other than ideological justification and posturing. Some might say a Judeo-Christian perspective narrows discussion. They are wrong. The opposite is true. A broader perspective results than if we limit ourselves to a totally materialistic ideology. Mind Matters will bring natural and artificial intelligence head-to-head in the areas of research, application, and education. I hope you have as much fun listening as I do hosting, so until next time, be of good cheer.
This has been Mind Matters with your host, Robert J. Marks. Explore more at mindmatters.today. That's mindmatters.today. Mind Matters is directed and edited by Austin Egbert. The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the speakers. Mind Matters is produced and copyrighted by the Walter Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence at Discovery Institute.